Surely Something Must Be Amiss with the Scales, by Charles Spurgeon. You are to have honest balances, honest weights, an honest dry measure, and an honest liquid measure. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Leviticus 19:36. Weights and scales and measures were to be all according to the standard of justice. Surely, no Christian will need to be reminded of this in his business, for if justice were banished from all the world beside, it should find a shelter in true Christian hearts. There are, however, other scales and balances which weigh moral and spiritual things, and these often need examining. We will call in the judge right now. Those scales in which we weigh our own and other men's characters, are they quite accurate? Do we not turn our own ounces of goodness into pounds, and other people's pounds of excellence into ounces? See to just weights and measures here, Christian. Those scales in which we measure our trials and troubles, are they according to standard? Paul, who had far more to suffer than we have, called his afflictions light. Yet we often consider our afflictions to be heavy. Surely something must be amiss with the scales. We must see to this matter, lest we get reported to the court above for unjust dealing. Those scales with which we measure our beliefs, are they quite fair? The precepts and doctrines should have the same weight with us as the promises, no more and no less. With many, one scale or the other is unfairly weighted. It is a grand matter to give just measure in God's truths. Christian, be careful here. Those scales in which we estimate our obligations and responsibilities look rather small. When a rich man gives no more to the cause of God than the poor contribute, is that an honest weight, an honest measure, a just balance? Reader, we must lengthen the list, but we prefer to leave it as your day's work, to find out and destroy all unjust scales, balances, weights, and measures.